Distinguished colleagues, good morning. I would like to ask you some additional minutes as we are trying to get our first speaker who will be speaking online to get her connected. We are having some technical issues and I will ask you to wait a little bit before we start the session today. Thank you. Excellence, chers collègues,
distinguished colleagues, I would like to suggest that we begin our meeting today in 20 minutes. If you would like to use these 20 minutes to get a coffee before we begin our meeting this morning, you are authorized to do so.
Excellencies, distinguished colleagues, good morning again. I would like to thank you very much for patience. And as promised, we are going to start. And maybe if you are in contact with colleagues that are outside the room, you can help telling them that we are starting. Today, we will continue discussions under item number 6, DDPA's contribution in strengthening the Universal Declaration of Human Rights and the Vienna Declaration and Program of Action. We have three distinguished speakers. We had three speakers. We are still trying to see if we can get Ms. Juliana Santos-Wagren with us. But if she's not around, we will have our two speakers and see if we can get her this morning or this afternoon. Or if it doesn't happen, we will get her presentation tomorrow morning. I will then introduce our speakers who are here with us. The first speaker is Mr. John Anton Sanchez, yes, far right. Who holds a PhD in social sciences from the Latin America Faculty of Social Sciences, Ecuador. He's a professor, a researcher, and at the Institute of Higher National Studies, Ecuador. Academic vice rector at the Intercultural University of the Amautey, Wasi Indigenous Nationalities and Peoples in Ecuador. His lines of research are African diaspora in the Americas, ethnicity and inequalities, Afro-descendant social movements, and the theory of rights of people and nationalities. He is also a member of the Latin America Alliance for the Afro-descendant Decade, ALDA. If the technologies still allow him to speak, I would like to give him the floor and thank him very much for his availability.